So people is coming and telling you that you're trying to learn too much at once, but like, is that a bad thing? And where's the line? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I mean, you're learning astrology from the master, of course. You're not only learning tarot, but you're doing your tarot book club. And then while you're doing that, because you are skilled, but any good skilled person continues to learn, continues right. to develop, continues
And that's the
to
thing.
Grow.
I think my focus yeah. needs to be like on the Reiki right now and like really like getting that honed in.
Okay, so I'm in full support. I think that's the direction you should go, because you know I'm not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. Son, you're going places. No, I'm not. I'm here. You know, you're stuck with me for life. I mean, I know it's like, you know, but you've got two husbands. You got like a husband, and then you got this other guy who's like, hey, let's talk about this crap. Like, okay. But see, that brings up. So hi, everybody. Yeah, we're talking. But that brings up today's point. Welcome to Easy Blah Lessons. Right. Why learn the tarot? And it was great because I love how your new guide is princing you. Inside joke. You know, she'll tell you. If you want to know, cardshaper.com. Go pester her, not me. See ya. So anyway, a little background to what the hell we're talking about. Yes, you know, you're in study groups. You are practicing. You're helping others. And again, one of the best ways to learn is to help others. Mm-hmm. So, but I don't want to necessarily say your friend's name because I don't want to, you know, in case she needs privacy. But how did you say she said that? Your guide is coming, yeah, and I'll let you finish it because you said it best.
It's just that, like, they're coming through to tell me that I'm doing too much and, like, I'm trying to learn too much and, like, not master anything. So, it's
well, you know, being an Aries,
yeah,
every cookie
so, like,
in
I definitely need to slow
shop
down.
Looks good,
right? I definitely need to slow down,
so
which makes
so
a lot of sense.
So let's talk about why learn the tarot. That's by the way, everybody, that's what we're going to be talking about today is why learn the tarot. But because we were talking here and I was like, oh my God, she's in the right mood. Click record. Yay. I mean, this is genuine and organic, but I wanted you in that space because I want you to think from while you're in that perspective, how addicting it is to learn.
It's not even addicting. I think I also have this, I mean, I'm open about it. I also have this kind of fault, I want to say, that I'm trying to please everybody as well. Like, I'm trying to make everybody happy. Like, I'm like, okay, I'll do the tarot and the astrology so I can make Dusty happy. And then, oh, I'm going to do this class over here with this person to make them happy. And I'm like, and I'm not really, like, I'm doing it because I think the universe is making it available to me, but at the same time, I think being made available to me so I can choose one or choose the path rather than choose them all. And I think that's probably like my Aries nature going, just give them it all. And it's not like, that's not supposed to be it. You know, I'm
fourth
supposed
wall
to choose
break,
seven
everybody.
Of cups.
Deadpool moment. You are listening. You're listening to the voice. Hey, that's pretty good. You're listening to the voice. A woman who is obviously successful in the tri-state area and frequently goes to Manhattan. Look, this bitch is doing it. She is. You're five states away. Come, go ahead, punch me. Probably will one of these days. Like, where is that for? She is doing it. She is like, this isn't a mea culpa of, you know, what is it? A ne'er-do-well or somebody who's, you know, how's it going? Has been. Oh, really good. Never been. No, she's loud and proud and what it was, you know, whatever all the kids are saying, right? She's out there in the streets doing it. And yet she has this existential awareness where her guides have to come and say, hi, why don't we focus on one thing?
Right.
And so Why? What? To everybody, of course. I want you to go to school. I want you to learn astrology. I want you to learn tarot. I want you to learn fucking everything, right? You know, life is short, and this is fun. And okay, life is actually really long for most of us, but we get distracted, which makes it seem short. What do you want to do with your life? That was the whole Twisted Sister thing,
right?
So if we have a choice. First off, my rule number one today is going to be focus on one thing and become really, really good at it. Look, if it's tarot or astrology, we're here to help. If it's dancing, not me. You know, I'm not going to be able to help you with that. So you got to go somewhere else. But here's advice from the old man. Find people that will help you learn what you need to become awesome, because it's your job in life is to become awesome so you can become popular and wealthy and whatever, you know, because that says the capitalist. So why tarot? Okay, first off, Nicole, let me try the voice again. What is tarot brought to your life? I'm having too much fun with that.
God, it was life-changing. Like, there's no other way to say it. Like, it literally...
It's a podcast. Find some words.
But it did. It literally transformed my whole life. I had no expectation of doing anything that I've done so far. And it's really heightened my intuition. And it's kind of brought out those kind of senses that... were kind of hidden.
So let me ask you this, while you're in that moment, I know it's probably a leading question, but ignore that. Would you say it's fair, or would you care to elaborate on the idea that maybe your successful work with the tarot has made your pre-existing psychic things that you've experiences that you've had all your life? Would you say that after working with the tarot, as you have been, that they've become more pronounced, more real, your visions are stronger?
Absolutely.
Explain that part.
Well, I mean, I just think because it's the way that your guides actually speak to you, like you're using the tarot as a tool for guidance, and it's coming from spirit. So, you know, it's a way of connecting with the other side without, you know, using a Ouija board or, you know, any kind of other quote-unquote.
Well, that's a different tool. The tarot tends to be a little bit more reliable, I would like to think.
Yeah, I feel like you do get more accurate information. And the other thing, too, is I feel like, you know, well, you don't know who you're connecting even with you when you connect with the a Ouija board. But I feel like it's coming from... like your guides. It's coming from, I don't want to say a higher source, but it's coming from that part of you for like the greater good. Like I kind of feel it's one of those things.
Okay. Hard right turn. Because you said something so good.
Oh, I did?
number one fan. No, you said something so good, it made me think. I was like, you know, Sagittarius brain. I'm like, oh, squirrel. You said, and I'm paraphrasing, even though you just said it. Paraphrasing, with the Ouija board, you're kind of getting catch as catch can. But with the tarot, you have a little bit more substance, guidance, control of who you invite in your head. Is that? Okay. The reason why I want to ask about that is... let's help the kiddies. Let's have a surprise bonus super mini lesson right now on how you do that. Like Ouija board is Ouija board, you know, yay, whatever. But we're serious professionals here, right? This is what we do. I would never go into a reading and go, okay, $150 an hour. Bing, here's my Ouija board. Or here's, I have been known to bring a magic eight ball, but that's only to only piss people off. It's Sagittarius. Ha ha ha. Magic eight ball. They're literally going, what are you doing? I'm like, that's exactly what I'm talking about. So let's say you're reading the tarot. We want to corral. I don't want to say control because that sounds weird. But we want to corral who we're channeling, who we're listening to. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it just comes from practice. And it right, comes
but,
from,
but everything in, when is you're intention. Thinking intention, is it part of your, like, can you see how the way you shape your questions or your mindset, or maybe even for some people, it might be the tools that they use. You know, some people mm-hmm. want a cross, some people want candles, some people want, let's say, a goddess to align their thoughts and thus psychic vibrations and say, I'm old. Back when I was a kid, we had these things called a car radio. It's not that long ago. You turn the damn dial, bozo. But you know what I mean? It's like, okay, here it comes. You're tuning into the station, right?
Oh, no, absolutely. So, yeah, you do set an intention of, you know, who you want to work with, you know, even when you're doing the tarot. I definitely feel that that's, you know, part of it.
But the thing is that because you're doing it so much and doing it properly, it becomes muscle memory, and therefore it's harder for you, harder for you to describe.
It is. I mean, and that's another thing, because, you know, I've been approached about teaching the tarot, and I just look at people and I'm like, I can't do it. And they're like, well, why? And I'm like, can you teach me how you breathe? And they looked at me and they're like, what? And I'm like, that's literally how it feels. It's so ingrained in me. It's become a part of me, that those cards are an extension of me. And I've worked with them so much that it's like beyond a tool. And
it is a good compliment when you're so, dare I say, good at what you're doing, that people just see. Steph Curry is one of my favorite people of all time. And of course, basketball player, and Draymond Green and Klay Thompson, of course. And the coach is kind of cool. But those three are like awesome. They make it look like I can do basketball. See, I English speak good. They make it look like I can do basketball, and I swear I want to go, I'll be your psychic. Just teach me how to fucking play basketball. And you know, they might be able to go, here, watch me or whatever. But if they were teachers, they would be coaches. Mm-hmm. Some of us are born, I'm looking in your direction, to be on stage doing it, to, like, you know, like, okay, you know what? I'm pretty good. I am not. Here comes everybody. I am by far not the world's best psychic. Not by a long shot. I got fucking 25 planets in Capricorn. It's a real fight sometimes. But I'm the best goddamn teacher you're gonna find. And so I know my lane. But getting back to you, when you are really good at something, it is nice to have that compliment where somebody's like, oh my God, well, because you're so good, put that in me, is really mm-hmm. what they're saying. And then the words we used were like, teach.
Right. And there's a quote that I've always loved, and it says that an amateur will practice until they get it right, and professionals practice until they can't get it wrong.
Right. And I'm glad that we're having this conversation, because one of my favorite analogies that I have not pulled out in a little while is literally basketball. Mm-hmm. So you look at the NBA and these dudes are literally perfection of the human physique. I mean, not only are they in good shape, but when you consider that they have to take this ball, dribble it, they're not allowed to carry it, and put it in the hoop, which I've tried, that's pretty hard. The hoop is actually really up high. And not only do they have to do that, they have to do that when somebody else is trying to punch them in the nuts. I'm literally talking about Draymond Green punching LeBron James in the nuts, which is the funniest thing I have ever seen in my life, because, yeah, I'm a Golden State Warriors fan. So, and LeBron's just got to go and still go, look, I'm still going to beat you and take your championship and kiss your mom, because anyone see that ring? Guess what? I won. I'm still angry about that. But the point is, they have to do that while somebody is physically you know, shoving them and distracting them and hopefully talking trash. You know, that's the, well, I like to think that they're talking trash. And what do? Before every game, I mean, like, even forget what they do in their off time. Before every game, if you show up, what are they doing? Both sides are out there throwing the ball to each other, throwing the ball on the hoop, practicing. Drilling. It's like, don't you people already know how to do that? And it's exactly what you said, except you said it better. So for everybody out there, if you want to be an awesome astrologer, and definitely if you want to be a great tarot reader, practice. This is why we have exercises and games, because you know you don't want to do the same thing, you're bored, so you switch to another one. The more you practice, I mean, yes, you want to come to school, I'd love to have you in school, buy my book, yay. If you want to buy their books, as long as those books work for you, that's all I care about, is that, you know, you're not wasting money on books going crap, or they're not, or they sit on the shelf, or you're buying decks that you never use. That's your choice in life, but you know, my Capricorn side is, you're a waste of money. But the most important thing you can do is get the cards in your hands and practice. So I would say that's a part of learning tarot, or probably one of the most important parts, because even if you, worst case scenario, even if you're totally screwing it up and practicing tarot in a bad way or the wrong way, at least you're learning what not to do. And you'll be able to recognize that you're doing it the wrong way, which is more important than people who don't know how to do it the wrong way.
It's really like a language on its own. It's literally learning another language. And that's like the interesting part about it. But at the same time, like, you know, and you can equate the tarot to learning a language, because you have English, right? And English is English, but you go to Texas and there's an accent and they have their own words. They got like y'all. And so,
right. Merca, right? Yeah. Totally.
So there's like all that, you know, so it's like, you know, you got a language and then you got a dialect, and whether we want to admit it or not, like if you go down south, that's a dialect, you know, or Texas
go to
is a
Boston.
Dialect. Yeah. Like, Boston's a dialect.
Are you speaking English?
Yeah, New York's a dialect. So, like, and that's what happens with the tarot. Like, you learn English, like, the tarot is that language. You learn the tarot language, and by working with it, you create a dialect.
And that's a good point. And this is one of the most contentious things about the tarot, and I'm glad you said it, because I probably have been wrestling with this problem forever, but never said it as eloquently. I'm just going to use authors as an example, and I'm going to weed out anybody who shouldn't be writing a book. By the way, everybody should, period, write a book. Period, stop, everything. It's a catharsis. You know, go to town, have fun. But what I'm want to qualify here is like people who really know how to teach the tarot, and preferably that means they also know how to read the tarot very well. They've been doing it for a while. Good authors on any topic will have their own, let's say, dialogue, dialect, or vernacular. I'm going to throw that word in there. So if you are only learning from qualified individuals who are experts in their field of, you know, instilling that knowledge in you, there will be differences of opinion. So if you can understand that, then you can understand rule number one is, if what you're doing works, then you know, you're right. You're correct. So what Nicole said, paraphrasing again, if I have this right, is we all need to learn the basic tarot language, which is important. I don't want to make it sound rudimentary or disparage it, but we do need to learn all this, and it's very important. But as you practice in tens of thousands of clients or readings, or let's say thousands, you know, you don't have to do tens of thousands, you can do hundreds or thousands or hundreds, comma, thousands of readings, you're going to develop your own relationship with the cards.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely a relationship, but I just wanted to find a different way to explain it so that people would understand.
And I'm glad you did
in that manner. Yeah,
you totally knocked it out of the park. So, what can we do with the tarot? Why learn the tarot? Well, we can do a whole bunch of things. Again, we're working with Mickey's awesome list here. So she, Mickey says, who's not here, but you know, she's here in, well, Virgo, right? She's here in spirit because her words are here. We're following her instructions. She writes, you can find out things that you might not be able to find out in a more traditional way. Now, that sounds rather boilerplate, but let's dig into that. So let's bring it to the real world. So you're in the general area, because it's kind of a sprawl, and God bless Los Angeles, I get it. But, you know, in Beverly Hills and Hollywood and all that. But, you know, New York, New Jersey, even Pennsylvania, like the corner there where Philadelphia is, you're in that area where so much money and business and enterprise, I mean, IBM, Big Blue, came out of Binghamton, which is New York. Point is, there are countless business executives that can use your intuitive guidance to make better decisions.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I was at an event the other night and I was explaining what I do and they're like, wait a minute, well, can you explain like what the tarot is? And I'm like, well, you know, you could like use it as a way to approach a situation or to think about something differently or to see a different side of something to make a decision. And they're like, you could help me with like business stuff. And I'm like, well, yeah. So, you know, it is something where you still do have to open eyes of people because everybody thinks, and it's really funny because it's still, I still get that question of when I say I'm a professional tarot reader, they're like, do you read palms? And I'm like, oh God, like, no,
yeah, right.
No,
that's a whole other right? thing. It's, like, it's so I, cute.
What is this that they like, everybody thinks a tarot reader can also read palms. I'm like, no, I don't do that.
And by the way, no offense to gypsies, but why aren't you dressed like one?
Yeah.
And I love dress up. I mean, I did Rocky Horror for like 5 solid years. I mean, when I said Rocky Horror,
and that was a thing that was kind of like, that was kind of the thing that irked me. That was the thing that irked me a few weeks ago. I don't know if you actually went on YouTube and looked for it, but there was a segment, like, I don't watch the news, but it just like so happened to like come across me somehow through the universe. I think somebody shared it with me and they're like, oh, Jesse Waters on Fox News had a psychic tarot reader on and she dressed like a gypsy. And I'm like, oh God, oh, no. Why did you do that? And she had like a British accent. And I'm like, really? Like, really? You just set everybody back. Like, that's
yeah,
talk
about
cool.
Setting relations back a few years.
Like it was so stereotypical. And I'm like, this is just, yeah, I was not happy about that one.
Hey kids, fourth wall break here. Just, you know, what is Dusty like? Oh, I'm glad you asked. My favorite psychics wear suit and tie or you know, pantsuit or whatever. And it's, I'm not going to get into politics, but let's just say I've got long hair. It is against my religion to wear a suit and tie. So for me, Mr., you know, what the hippies died out in the 60s. What's wrong with you? You weren't even alive back then. Well, okay, maybe a little bit that you were. Oh, should I just age myself? The point is, I'm not into suits and ties, but I like my psychics to dress in normal. Again, there's a book called The Millionaire Next Door. That's what I want. I want my psychics to be invisible. They're so damned good. That, you know, I haven't been able to do this for years. So, you know, because I've been too busy teaching the damn kids. But again, back in my day, Beverly Hills and Hollywood, I liked nothing more than when I was that guy sitting in the corner of the room. Well, okay, in the corner of the room sounds creepy. I'm just sitting in one of the chairs. I'm the only one not in a suit and a tie. And my job was to read the room. Analyze, you know, if at all possible, know the charts of the people before they're coming in there. Kind of hard to use your cards when there's a business meeting. But the point I'm trying to get across is that, you know, why learn the tarot? There are so many decisions made every day that could benefit from extra guidance, godly guidance, your spirit guides, however you want to put it. So business, relationships, people finding themselves. This is, and again, this is where astrology and tarot are totally different, but it's like peanut butter and jelly. They are totally different, but damn, they work well together, right? I think that's really astrology and tarot. You can't blend them. You ever tried blending peanut butter and jelly? It doesn't work. But you just like one on one side, one on the other, slap them together with some cheap Wonder Bread that, you know, I'm going to leave that alone. And cut the crust off and, you know, you got it uncrustable. So, Nicole, real life, not doxing any of your clients, what are some of your favorite real life things to bring tarot? Like, how does it help you, or how can you help your clients so we can get people who are listening to understand the value of learning all this and all the things they can do?
I know you always say when you teach, like, you have to have a question. And that was kind of one of the biggest barriers that I had, was that I have about 98 to 99% of the people that come to me, they don't know what they want to ask. Like, I very rarely have somebody prepared with a question. Like, very early on when I was doing my 100 readings, this was occurring. And it was kind of like, it just somehow, I don't know, came across my radar of like, what does the universe want this person to know? And that's how this whole thing like came about, of how I actually, quote unquote, found my niche, because I just left the question out there. And then that person has to like really look at themselves and recognize what's going on within themselves and the patterns. So it opens up dialogue for healing. So that's one way that you can use it. I do not use it to like foretell the future. Like, that's not something that I use it for. You could use it.
Okay, let's pause there a moment. Go ahead. Don't lose that thought. But here again, what you've said is, in a roundabout way, is that we all have our own specific way of being psychic. We yes. all have, because look, it's a big field. Being psychic just means being aware. That's mm-hmm. all it is. And again, so let's say you can have relationship psychics, corporate psychics, working with law firms. Law firms, right? You know, it's, oh God, mm-hmm. a good lawyer should have a really good, like a professional. Really
good. So in my world, yeah. like, see, that's where we have different definitions. So in my world, psychic means more of like you can foretell the future or you can see the future. So that's
I was
not
being
really,
lazy. Sorry.
Right.
So please.
So basically, right. So I actually use the term intuitive. So,
okay. Intuitive. And yeah. But the point is that, yes, some people will gravitate to like what's going to come next. Some of my best students have actually been researchers into the distant past. Some of my best students were obsessed with like Amelia Earhart and what happened to Jimmy Hoffa. And so again, forensic readers. So what you brought up though is that one thing we don't think about, and it's kind of like exactly what you said, where many tarot readers won't have a question of what they want to do. It's like, what do you want to do with tarot? Wait, what do you mean? And again, pardon all the Capricorn, but if you know at all where you want to be, you can not so much focus on all this extraneous stuff that will take up your time and energy and money. And you can kind of say, who's that guy who swam really good and then he got busted for smoking pot? Not Mark Spitz, Michael Phelps.
Mm-hmm.
Like what, 3 or 4 Olympics and the guy's winning gold medals? And he wasn't out trying to throw a javelin. He was like, I swim. Okay, right?
Yeah.
What do? I swim. What else do? I swim. But Jesus Christ, I saw the Sports Illustrated thing or Time. These guys got, he looked like Mr. T with all that damn gold. That's a 1970s reference, everybody. Or maybe it was 80s. Thank you.
It's okay.
The thing is, if possible, Grandpa's saying, if possible, at some point, it's really good to figure out the direction you want to go and spend, like right now with you, Nicole. Focus on, it doesn't have to be one thing, but maybe a main thing. Mm-hmm. And that's your driving force, and you don't have to give up everything else, but they don't all need equal attention. Like me, I love teaching and I love writing, and I don't write nearly enough. And then I get busy teaching. And part of the problem with teaching is you got to do all this other stuff, like, God, I hate to say this, but marketing and social media and technology. And I got to learn technology because everything's digital.
Yeah, but you even have to do that. I mean, you even have to do that. Even that's what I'm doing now, too. I mean, I'm spending a lot of time dedicated to doing that kind of stuff as well.
Right. But that's not, I mean, that's important, but that's not you being you. And so that's what I'm trying to help help the kids understand, is that it's okay. You know, if you ever feel scattered, guess what? We're all doing it until you have enough money where you can just, like, I'm just hiring somebody to do that for me. But this is why it's so much more important to find your lane. And I don't mean stay in your lane like a pejorative, but if you can find your lane and stay in it and become known as, like, this is your specialty, you can always dabble on the side. So
that's, oh, no, absolutely. I mean, and that's the thing, because it's, you know, what I'm, as a reader, for me, it's pets and animals and
healing.
And heal, right. It's the tarot. And that's what I'm realizing. I'm a here and now reader.
Yes.
I'm a here and now. This is the topic or the thing going on in your life right now that you need to tackle in order to move on, to move forward. And that's what it is. I'm a here and now reader. So I'm not, like, foretelling the future. And yeah, I mean, I can look back in the past, like, that's, you know, car position four. So, you know,
but that doesn't have to be your specialty in life for you to be awesome.
Correct. It's more of that. I'm a here and now reader of, like, we've got to take care of this problem to get.
And the more aware you are of this, the more you magnetically, I mean, you know this, I'm just explaining to everybody else, more you magnetically or automatically just draw those people that are looking for what you can do.
Right.
And everybody else just kind of, they either go off to the side, or when you get a reading, you do what I do. You're like, don't feel like reading for you, or you know, this is not, you know, I mean, I don't feel like reading for you is a fair excuse, or this is not my expertise, but I got a friend over here, and you know what, hey, help a brother out, help a sister out, pass off some of your best clients if they need something else. You don't have to just sit there and go, there's not enough money. So, yeah. So, again, why learn the tarot? Here's another point that she makes. Thank you so much, Nicole. I hope you guys are enjoying this, because Nicole is just really putting this out here. Mickey. Hi, Mickey. She says, able to connect with, quote, God or the universe. You know, again, insert your favorite thing here. And that tarot images, you know, images, pictures are worth a thousand words. We talk about what that means or where that came from. I want to prime I'm going to hand the baton to you, but I want to prime it by saying, able to connect with God or the universe. Okay. So again, back in my day when I was growing up, it wasn't that long ago. It really wasn't. Like, we were half a generation away from when being psychic was something, no offense, only women could do. Only people, the seventh son of the seventh son, you know, oh, it's something you're born with. And I had to learn over time, and I'm glad I did. That's all bullshit. Everybody is psychic, which is why we have astrology to help you understand, like, where your particular strengths are so you can play to them. But the bland generic statement that is a truism is that everyone is psychic. This is why we have mystery schools. This is why we learn. But more important is It's not easy. Like, even if you're born Pisces, Scorpio, oh my God, I was made to be psychic. You still have to train. You still, this tools, right? You can hammer a nail in with your hand. I assume if you're like really strong and tough, but if I've got a pneumatic air hammer, pop, 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 I'm faster and more efficient. Ha ha, I win. And I can go get a nice manicure because my hands are all fucked up from banging nails or banging nails in with my head. So I want to get your opinion on this now that I've said blah, blah, blah. Nicole.
Yes.
Using the tarot. Yes. Using the tarot. Don't use that tone of voice with me. No, sorry, seriously. Using the tarot to, we have a lot of fun here. Connect with whatever you call God, to explore your spirituality, the tarot as a spiritual tool, any of those things. I mean, there's so much wealth. And here, I've handed you a fruit salad. Pick out anything and talk about it, please.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I've used the tarot for chakra work. I've used the tarot for shadow work. I've used the tarot like for, you know, just to figure out what's going on with something coming up, like to just read a situation, or I've used the tarot to say, hey, show me the red flags, like show me what I need to worry about, you know, for something coming up. So there's a whole bunch of ways you could use a tarot for manifestation. I necessarily don't, but you can. You can use the tarot for magic. So, which is kind of like on that same manifestation line. I haven't really done that either. But look,
tell us your feeling. I mean, I know this is a nice laundry list. Mm-hmm. Why? What do you like doing? What do you dislike? I mean, people are going to ask me anyway. What did she mean by that? I'm like, oh, so yeah. So I heard the little knee in your voice, which well, is good, by the way.
I don't use just it tell because us that's just what's not going on. Well, I don't use it for those kinds of things. I don't even want to say, I could say yet, but it's just that I have different ways of doing things. So I never really plugged in the tarot into like doing manifestation. Like I have done it a few times because obviously you've taught it to us. So I did work through it. But it's not like a go-to for me. It doesn't feel natural as a go-to for me to use it for that kind of perspective. I just always, when I have to personally use the tarot for something, it's just a very natural inclination for me to grab it. So there are certain things that I will go to that if I wanted a direct answer with something, I have go-tos. So, you know, and the tarot is a go-to for me for a different reason, if that makes
okay.
sense.
Okay, so the tarot is, let me ask you this, yes or no, one of your tools.
Correct.
Okay. If that's true, has your work with the tarot, and I mean, you have worked with the tarot. It's not that you pull up cards and go, yeah, I just played with it. Has your work with the tarot made you feel any more competent, connected, playful, fun with your other unrelated non-tarot tools of divination, magic, blah, 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 blah?
Yeah, I think that they've actually loosened me up more towards them. Like, you know, I mean, as crazy as it sounded, like, I was in the shoe store yesterday and my daughter's like, I can't decide whether I want these shoes or not. And I was like, all right, do you know what happens when I get like this? And she's like, no. I was like, okay. And I go into my bag and I get my pendulum out and I'm like, you know, are we buying these shoes? And it's really funny because it's like, yeah, that's what I do. Like, that's like, you know, I carry my pendulum everywhere. So, you know, and to me, I feel like that's like my fun little way of like involving my guides, like, hey, should we do this or not? Like, you know, so.
Well, also you're, this is something we touched on briefly in our last time together. And again, sorry, people, I'm not boasting, but yeah, I'm going to that school in Cambridge and I'm specifically taking a course like right now, this semester, spring. It's all about the supernatural and the comparative. And the point is that we're studying And I'm finding the difference between, let's say, Western New World magic and Old World, which is not a pejorative. Again, there's that word I keep using today. Old World, I'm just going to call it Old World magic, which is actual beliefs. It's, what I'm saying is that your physical description of what you did is that of Old World magic. You're not just playing with magic. It's like, okay, let's ask God. Let's ask the angels. Let's ask my guides. Again, I want to make sure that too.
It's true, yeah. But it's going back to what we said in the last podcast about how there really is no barrier between the profane and the mundane.
Like, yes.
That they are one. We are spiritual beings living a human experience, and it's all connected. And that's just my theory on it. And that's what it is. It's bringing, and that's part of what the tarot is. The tarot is actually bringing the profane and the mundane together.
It is a handy tool. And guess what? Like a pendulum, fits in a purse, fits mm-hmm. in a pocket. I like tools. Well, yeah, you know, Sagittarius, of course, I like tools that are portable. But I think most people, I don't want to say everybody, but I think most people can agree that tools that are innocuous that you can just take with you, mm-hmm. you don't even have to think about until you go, oh, time to pull it out and you know, let's just see what the pendulum says. And again, it wasn't like, oh my God, great almighty plastic, no guns, crystal, tell me what to do. No, it's like,
right.
This is here's a surprise. I write. I've got a pen. I've got paper. I've got this computer that I bang on, and sometimes words comes out. Yeah, right. That's right. Sometimes words comes out. These are all tools. I mean, again, you know, like you said, it's just something like a mechanic with a wrench. It's like, oh, I got to fix this. You grab a wrench. Folks, we're trying to get you to the point where that's all second nature. And right. And we want you to have a company of people that you keep so you can experience this and not feel like an outsider or you're all alone or everybody else is practicing some weird beliefs that you've never heard of. We, you know, alienation. We want to help you not be alienated. So now's the time to say Easy Tarot Lessons. It's $10 a week to join our community. We'll give you 2-year course in astrology that will take you all the way through professional, teach you how to get clients. And for the $10 a week, you're helping us keep the lights on. And that's really pretty much all you're helping us do. But that does help, right? So easytarotlessons.com. You can start for a dollar for your first month. And if you don't like it, tell me, I'll give you your dollar back, right? The next point here, because we're kind of in that zone, is that you're using your magical tools, of which the tarot is one, as an extension of your life. But Mickey's next point is that tarot cards, as well as other tools, I will expand to that. She says they help you develop your awareness. Okay, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
And as I keep hammering, the tarot, at least up until now, is the best damn tool we've ever had for helping you develop your intuition. Mm-hmm. And here's a little secret, boys and girls. The whole point of the tarot is to get so good at the tarot, which really means you develop your intuition so much that you don't even need the cards.
Let me ask you, Nicole.
Yeah. When you're shuffling, and let's say you have a client, how often do the answers start coming out before you've even like started to deal?
A lot. And it's kind of
crazy.
Tell
us all about it.
Well, it's sometimes that you'll be shuffling and you'll just start and like cards will fall out. And those will be the answers. But like, you know, I stubbornly, and I explain to people, I'm like, look, this is the answer is in these cards that just fell out. But I stubbornly go ahead and give you 10 more because we really need to like answer all the questions. Or I will literally hear it. I'll just start hearing conversation in my head of what the answer is. And like, I'm like, okay, but we can't, I can't just blurt this out. You know what I mean? Like, let's let it lie. Let's see how the cards develop. So yeah, that does happen. And then,
yeah, your spirit guides, for lack of better words. Yeah. They're so excited. They're going, hey, look what's going on. Mm-hmm. And your Capricorn side, cause we all have one, is going, no, I need to look. That There's person cannot see. Yeah, they can't see inside my head. So I appreciate all this, but I need to listen, guides. I need to give them answers. So, if you're just reading for yourself, it's great. Right. Oh, go ahead.
The interesting part is that, like, sometimes I will be able to mix both because I'll be reading the cards. And then all of a sudden I start hearing, talk about this, ask him this, da, da, da. And like, and it'll pull out more. So there is some channeling going on beyond the cards.
Yes.
And I have had instances where, and it's just like in crowds, like I keep getting a lot of information and I'm like, okay. So yeah, and it's funny because I think if I really tried, like I said, and this is not like ego or anything, but I think if I really tried harder, I could take the training wheels off and go without the cards, but I don't want to. Like,
I want to take it a step further. You're out and about. You're doing, let's say, normal life stuff. Or maybe you're at the house doing normal life stuff, you know, your mom with kids and pets and whatever. You don't have your cards in your hands. You're not thinking about your cards, but I'm gonna make an assumption, and then feel free to, again, shoot me down because this is a leading proposition that I'm throwing at you. Your intuition just takes off as if you were shuffling cards.
Yes. Yes. And sometimes
that's what I want to get to. That's what the tarot leads to.
Right. Like, I'll get into, like, we even have conversations sometimes and I'm like, oh, it's like, you know what we were talking the other day. And I'm like, oh, it's just like, you know, it's the Five of Wands. And you were like, oh my God. Yeah. Like, so sometimes it'll be like that. Like, I'll see a situation and like relate it to a card, or I can sit back and I kind of do this in conversation with like people, family members that I'm close with, that I could sit back and I can like channel in and read and kind of get the information and pick up. And that was, and like say things, you know what I mean? And not need the cards. Like, it's very,
so but technically you are a psychic. You are being psychic at that point.
Right. It's more, claircognizance than anything.
Okay. I'm listening. I mean, like, use your own words because you probably have better ones than I do.
Yeah. It's just kind of like this, like, sense of like knowing that I get. Like, it's just like, I just know. And
yeah. And my point is exactly what you said about training wheels.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you love the cards. The cards are really fun and they got pretty pictures. I'm not saying nobody used the tarot, but it's just funny that we don't have to go, oh no, I left my, look, I'm sorry. If you're a mechanic, you need your damn wrench. You know, you can't change a tire without a tire iron. But it's, we are literally psychically changing a tire without a tire iron. We're solving problems without our cards. And it's not like, well, I mean, maybe it could be, but it's not like we're going, okay, I'm going to sit here and magic. It's just information just comes to us.
Yeah.
Like somebody breaking into our house going, here's all the information you need. You're like, wait, I don't have my cards. Shut up. Your intuition. So the whole point of learning the tarot is the tarot helps you get to the point where you don't need the tarot.
Yeah. That's the magic phrase. Like, absolutely. Like, I can now read people like crazy quick, Like, there was a situation the other day that, like, you know, I'm not saying anything, but this person like knew this other person very well and introduced them to me. And then we left and I was like, they're kind of like wishy-washy and insecure, aren't they? And like, they just looked at me like completely stunned. And they were like, wow, you nailed that. And like, 30-second introduction to the person. And it was just really interesting, like, how that's kind of, like, layering now. Like, and then, and that's what I said. I was like, I really think that, like, the tarot really helped me, like, develop reading other people. And astrology has as well. Like, I'm not, like, downing astrology or anything, but I like astrology from the psychological point of view. And that's right. Where,
and that, that's where that makes a lot of helpful. Sense.
Yeah. That's where it's very helpful for me. I'm not really like trines and squares and conjuncts.
No. And that's
like,
fine.
It's not. Yeah. Like astrology,
you're not from, there yet. And that's right. Okay.
Yeah. Like astrology from the psychological point of view of like how we know it and how to help people not only relate with each other, but realize why they're doing certain patterns because it's right. Hardwired into them. That's all part of like that healing modality that I'm here for. So in that respect, astrology is very helpful to me in that manner.
Right. And it's good. Again, the realm of metaphysics is vast and wide. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many cookies in the shop.
Yeah.
But even with tarot or let's even go further. Let's go tarot, Lenormand, and cartomancy. Mm-hmm. Three different disciplines all using cards. Yes. Even there's so much room we can actually argue like Republicans and those damn hippie liberals. We can be that far apart because there's so much to know and there's mm-hmm. so many different like good, actually, proper, correct ways yeah. to read just yeah. with cards.
Yeah, no. And I actually, and that was like my original plan was to just learn all the card modalities. But even that, like, I still come back to the tarot because I feel like I understand it the most.
That's your like, groove, or at least yeah, for right now.
Yeah. And I do really, really like Lenormand. I definitely want to learn Vera Sibilla. But I like the Lenormand for more direct answers. It's kind of funny that if I were to look for an answer or if I were to pull cards, I pull the tarot as more of like, I want like a big picture explanation. Like the tarot, I can explain it as like the tarot is like the novel and Lenormand is like a chapter. Like it just, yeah. Literally, it's literally no, like
that makes sense.
And it's like, sometimes I'm just kind of like, I need a straight answer and I'll go to the Lenormand. And I find it a little bit easier because I have done mediumship with the tarot, but I find it easier and I get more direct answers if I use the Lenormand for mediumship.
Like okay, I get, kids. So real quick, mm-hmm. listen to what she's saying, please. I don't mean to like try to explain what she's saying because she's saying it really clearly, but I want to bring out points that a lot of times we're listening, we're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then somebody comes along and like a professor and says, here's some salient points and we understand more thoroughly. So that's what I'm trying to do. But like I said, you didn't explain it really well. I don't want people to get the wrong impression. Yes, this is a tarot podcast. Yes, we teach tarot predominantly. And to a lesser extent, astrology at the academy. Everything we talked about today, you can do with Lenormand or cartomancy, or hey, if the pendulum or palmistry is your thing, my point, using tarot as an example, is get into, you know, find your groove, find that thing that works for you and that makes you happy, because you're going to be doing
right.
it a lot.
Because the tarot doesn't. While the tarot can help you find, and that's kind of, I think, the synopsis of what, you know, I said even earlier, while the tarot can do all of these things, it doesn't have to do all of those things for you.
That is so well done. Say that one more time, please.
So while the tarot can do a very large breadth of work, just find what works the best for the way that you work with a tarot and go deep on it.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, this is somebody who's out there just tearing it up. And again, the reason why we're both here is we want all of you to do extremely well. So again, not that you guys don't know, but let me put it this way. If in any of my businesses that I've been engaged in, I guess that's the way I put it, over the years, if I could have just had someone, dare I say, like us, free of charge, providing information on how to do it, community, hopefully making it entertaining. I hope you guys are entertained. Are you not entertained? We're not entertained. I would kill for something like that. So I don't know that we're succeeding, but I believe that both of us are trying to share what we have learned the hard way. Oh God, let's not go down that road. But again, please understand, we're both doing it. I mean, she's over on one side, I'm over on the other. She's doing her thing, I'm doing my thing. Other people are doing their things. But you're learning from people who are actually out there doing it, and we want you to succeed. And what I'm hoping is that some of you will help other people succeed. Let's wrap this up. Not that I couldn't, you know, talk to you all day, but what's his name needs your time too. So other ways tarot can be useful. Was that your dog or was that you?
Yes. No, he's sitting on my lap.
That was such a nice thing.
My little pup. Yeah.
Thank you. Other ways tarot can help you in your life. Yeah. Okay. That's straight up Mickey thing. Oh, by the way, shout out to Mickey. Thank you so much for bringing these questions. We've got a couple more.
It can
more
really
of these.
Help you. Okay. So how you can help you?
So
there's
that thing.
There's something that I do. I mean, I love doing them. I freaking love doing them. There's like no doubt about it. I love doing relationship spreads, and I've done them where it's almost like it's like the both people, like, so you could do it where it's like one person and the other person, and you kind of look at the dynamics between the two of you. But like when they come in and it's both of them and they come in as a couple, and that one person is on one side and the other person's on the other, and they're open dialogue, it's almost like couples counseling. I love that.
You can work that into couples counseling. Yeah. I have.
Yeah.
I have many therapists who include this.
Yes. Yes. And it's and I also have to say that there is something to be said for that. Like, not only are therapists using this in their practice, they're also coming to us. And it's like, wow. Yes. And if that is like any intention of like healers needing to heal, like, yeah. Yeah.
And this is the other thing. Here's another way that tarot will improve your life and be useful. You meet, here comes, and I'm going to throw it to you because I know you got stories. You meet the most interesting people, and you meet people that you really, really like.
Yes. Yes. It's almost like it's very interesting because, you know, we've kind of had conversations about this, that like you're around people, but you're around people that you align with. So it's almost like the people, we talked about this last time, the people that you don't align with actually like fall away. And it's
that's where it's weight and gold right there.
It's very, very interesting. That's all I mean,
no offense. Again, there's my Capricorn side. I wish people that I didn't like would just go away. Guess what? You would think with an attitude like that, they will. But it is half of the trick of happiness is just avoiding or removing toxic people from your life. So literally, everybody go out, spend, what is it, 15, 20 bucks, whatever it is. You buy a used deck, but carry a deck of cards around with you, and it'll be like a magnet that gets rid of jerks and attracts interesting people to you.
Yeah. My favorite portable is the Radiant Wise Spirit. They have like a mini deck, and I love that deck. Love, radiant, wise spirit. So it's from Los Garabio, and it's in my hands right now. It's got a great representation of the the RWS, Rider-Waite-Smith, but right. they do it in a really like classy way. I love it.
And let's wrap it up with that and say, that's probably one of the best things about the tarot is just sticking with the RWS artwork based on Pamela Coleman Smith. What are there, hundreds? Maybe 1,000 decks? You can find the art that you like. And then, you know, if that's not right, they have decks that are sci-fi or ghosty or fun. And if that's not enough, then you have Oracle decks, which are technically not tarot decks, but work the same way. Cartomancy, Lenormand. The thing is that using this as a base, you can find a deck that's right for you, a deck that works for you. And this is why people buy so many damn decks. They're like, oh, it's pretty. And that's fine. You know, if you want to waste your money on that, I'm sorry. If you want to invest your money in that, in assets that you probably
it's a write-off.
I hope so. Yeah, you know, check with your local tax attorney person. But yeah, it can be. But as the man says in the song, it's a fun job. Mm-hmm. But it's still a job.
Yeah.
So there you go, everybody. Like, I mean, I want to keep talking, but it's been an hour. Nicole, thank you so much. I'm coming to your house to play pinball.
Okay.
And get some real goddamned meatballs. Because like I remember what you said earlier. No, there are none outside of your kitchen. I'm paraphrasing, but yeah. Look, everybody, thank you for being here. Appreciate it. If you haven't yet, go to easytarotlessons.com. We have podcasts. We've got testimonials. And most importantly, I've been doing this for over a decade now. We're slowly building up a community of just happy, slappy, spiritual people from all different walks of life. We have one percenters, believe it or not, and we have everybody else, which is great, and different spiritual paths. If you need community and you need connection, you want to pet the doggy, there you go. That's what the kids are calling it these days. Any last minute words of wisdom? That way I can shut up for a change.
Just connect with your deck. I think that's probably the best thing to take away from today.
That's the fastest, easiest, most fun way.
Yep.
Not saying that you shouldn't do everything else.
Have fun doing it. I think that's like advice I need to give myself because I'm like that. I need to study and learn everything.
You are passionate and driven and like, tend to take on a lot of things like doing 2 podcasts a week, which I appreciate.
Plus others. Yeah.
oh, that's right. That's right. And a book club. Everybody enjoy the ride. And if you're not enjoying the ride, look, we're here to help. Okay. Enough bitching. Thanks, everybody. Bye. See you later. Okay.